Beer, an alcoholic drink made from yeast, fermented malt flavored with hops. Abel, having the power, skill, means, or opportunity to do something. Dad, a person who is corny or embarrassing in the way that a father figure might be.
Daddy's home!
I love you, Daddy!
When you bring all three of those words together, you get the Beerable Dad Podcast. Welcome. What is up? Welcome back to another episode of the Beerable Dad Podcast. Woo woo! Yeah, I did that myself. Hopefully everybody's doing well, enjoying the content, all that fun stuff. This week, I wanted to touch on a few different things. So as you all know, me and my son collect hockey cards, and we really enjoy doing it. And I've talked about collecting in previous episodes. But the new Tim Hortons Team Canada cards came out. And my son was super excited again. He had money in his bank account. Yeah, I think he spent $30. I spent a lot more, but that's besides the point. We ended up getting one of the specialty cards. And I'm not sure if, like, moms understand that when you get something that's like super special. So our card is a Braden Point relic jersey card, I believe. It's quite valuable, but I remember when we opened it, I said, "Holy shit." And my son was so excited. He's 11. So, yeah, he knows about swearing and stuff. He looks at me and he goes, "Oh, oh, oh. Holy shit, Dad!" and he was so excited. And my wife, she knows how much we enjoy collecting cards, but she was not expecting it, and it caught her off guard for sure. And then she's like, "Well, you don't need to swear about it and stuff." And he's like, "But you don't understand, Mom. Like, you don't get how important this is. Like, there's..." And we looked up the statistics on it, and it's a 1 in 38,000 pull. So out of 38,000 packs, there's one of these cards. It was pretty cool. And then I told her the value of it, and she's like, "Well, we should just sell it." And I was like, I don't think you understand, like, how amazing this is. Like, we've been collecting cards for the last 3 years. And, like, I know people that have collected cards a lot longer than this, and the Tim Hortons ones at that, and they've never even seen one. Like, you see one online, but you don't see one in person. And I was pretty excited. And I told my wife, like, it's not the card that matters so much. It's the fact that it's something that me and him both wanted, and we were both super excited about when we got it. And he'll keep that card, probably give it to his children, is what I'm hoping. And he'll have that story. He'll be like, "Me and my dad went up to Tim Hortons, we bought like 100 packs of cards." And I think it was like, what we usually do is try and open about 5 packs each a day. His friend had just left, his friend had had a sleepover, and we had talked about cards and stuff like that. And I think we only had maybe 15 packs left, 14 packs left actually, was what it was. And I looked at him and I was like, "You know what, buddy?" I was like, "We can go get more cards." I was like, "I don't mind. It's not something we do all the time." I was like, "Let's just open all of them." And I want to say it was my second to last pack. And we opened it. And he's going to be able to be like, "Me and my dad were opening cards. Like, it was so fun. My dad just said, let's just open the rest of them. And we're just going to enjoy and see what we get." And yeah, we pulled that. And like I said, my wife just, I don't think she understands like how special of a moment that was. For us, it'd be like, I'm not sure the wife's equivalent, but it'd be like a wife having, I don't know, meeting a Disney princess maybe, or something of that extent, right? Like, or like, say there's like, I don't know, there's a lot of like kids, like young girls that collect oh man, I can't even remember what they're called. LOL dolls. And I believe that there's like a different there's different rarities of those. Like, it'd be like getting, like, the best LOL doll you could get. Or whichever thing you could put in there if you're, as a lady. Yeah. So, I was really excited just to see the excitement on his face. And yes, he did swear, and I was like, hey, I was like, you gotta watch, man, but I understand it. So yeah, it was a really cool moment, and I'm super happy that we got to, like, share it together, and it was, like, such a, I don't know, just a bonding experience, where we were both, like, wowed at the same time by the same thing. Because as a parent, you, as a growing adult, not just as a parent, you become less, like, less excited about things. There's not that childhood happiness, I guess you'd say. And I'm sure everybody knows what I mean. There's those moments in life where you are super excited about things as a young child. Like Bubbles. Bubbles is a perfect example. You give a 4-year-old Bubbles, that child will have the best experience, like, just chasing Bubbles. And I look back at that and I was like, yeah, that was, like, really fun. And now I look at Bubbles and I'm like, what a, like, it's no fun anymore. But for those years, it was that amazing. So, yeah, it's, yeah, I was just, it was a pure moment of joy for the both of us that we shared. And I really enjoyed it. It'd be like meeting a famous person. Actually, you know what? Me and my son have met famous people, and it's not even that good. It was, I think this was much, like, a much better shared experience. And we'll always have those experiences, me and my son. But, like, this one was just, like, a really cool one that I hadn't experienced yet. So yeah, it was really fun. Anyways, I'm going to light a candle. And yes, you know what? Candles can be manly. I have a few. And each one smells like, they're just manly scents. You get, like, if you go to, like, Winners, I know that store's terrible. I hate it, like, with all of my being. But they have, like, some, like, tobacco scents that are really nice. It reminds me of a fresh pipe. Not because I don't smoke anymore. But I still enjoy the smell of a pipe. I don't, that's another manly thing, I suppose. Like, I remember my grandfather used to smoke a pipe. He didn't smoke a pipe. He might have. I can't quite remember. But I remember he used to smoke Sale tobacco. And it's a Canadian product. In the States, you might not get it. But it has a very distinct aroma. And, yeah, there's something about the smell of, like, pipe tobacco. Or rolling tobacco. Like, whichever way you want to call it. That just, like, brings back those memories of my grandfather that I really enjoy. So if somebody says, hey, candles are not manly, tell them to go to hell. Because you can get manly candles. And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so. Yeah, that's right. good old wrestling days. It's, like, going off of, like, what I was talking about with, like, childhood experiences. Another thing that, like, me and my dad and my brother used to faithfully watch WWE. Well, it was WC, or it wasn't WCW. WCW was still around, but it was WWF. And, man, like, we had, like, some great moments. And it was another thing that, like, I'm sure that my stepdad also had the same experience, like, where he was, like, doing something with his stepsons, whatever you want to call us, that he really enjoyed doing, and he got to see the excitement on our faces, maybe. I hope that was what his experience was. Because I'm going to keep going back to this. It was such a, like, cool experience. And you get a few of those as a parent. Like, not, I wouldn't say, like, a ton, but I would say a couple handfuls, maybe 10 altogether in your life, in your life, as far as I, like, for now, like, so far I've maybe had about five, like, of those genuine moments where we were both super excited. Yeah, that's probably what I could say. I don't know all of them, but I would say that's got to be a fair assessment. Maybe five. The card was definitely one. Another one probably would be, maybe the first. Oh, the first bike ride is another one of those moments. The first time you take off those training wheels and let them go by themselves, that is totally one of those moments that you are both sharing, and you're both like, you're both as excited as the other. And I, like, I remember when both my kids decided, like, they're going to ride bikes, and my little girl took a lot longer, but when she hit that moment where she was riding by herself, the look on her face was like, it was just pure joy. And so was mine, because I was so proud of, like, the work and the dedication put in by her to, like, yeah, she had fallen down a lot that day, but she was like, I'm going to do this no matter what today, and that's how it's going to go. And it was a blast, and it was one of those moments where you're super proud, and they're super proud, and you're like, it's just a happy moment between you. Yes. Or, like, the gifts that they buy. Like, my kids always, we always, like, give them money to buy us gifts at Christmas, and I think it's a great thing to do. And then you get to see what they want, they think that you want. Like, this year was amazing. I got like a little mini chainsaw, which is really cool. And then, like, the gift that I got that, like, I understand it was from my son, but, like, it was from both of them before. We went to Hawaii, and on our way back from Hawaii, I always have, like, a little, like, utility knife, like, maybe, like, a 2-inch, like, it's got pliers on it and a little knife and such. We went to Hawaii on our way back. I forgot that I had it in my keys. And anyways, we get to security. Security checks my bag. Hey, you have this. And the choices are, like, and this was a Christmas gift from them, like, a couple years ago. I had used that knife a lot. It was a great little utility thing. Like, yeah. It was one of my favorite gifts I've ever received. And so we get to the airport. We get to security. Security says, no, I'm sorry, you're not allowed to bring this on the plane. Your options are, you have half an hour till the plane boards. So you go back out of security, go down through, and you mail it to yourself, and then get back through security again and onto your plane, which is realistically impossible. Or you give it to us, you surrender it, and that's that. You don't get it back. So I had to make the decision to not take it back or take it with us. And both my kids were visibly upset about it, because it was such a special gift. And it hurt me. So this year, my son, which is, he is known, like, that was, like, my favorite gift. So this year he went and he got me a new one for my keychain. And the look on his face, it was another moment. The look on his face when I opened that. And he's like, it's like the one you love that they took away from you, Dad. And I was like, I was so excited about it, because he had thought so hard, and so, it was such a, like, a thoughtful gift. Like, it came from, like, something he knew that I really loved. Yeah, and we were both super excited about it. And as a parent, as a dad, as a bearable dad, I just gotta say, like, hold on to those special moments. Like I said, I don't think there are many of them. Yeah, they'll hit you. And I'm sure I talk about special moments, blah, 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 fucking, I'm sure it gets annoying after a while. But there are those special moments, man. Like, you'll hold on to those, and then they get older, and you're like, oh, man, like, remember when this happened? And now that'll never happen again. It sounds, if you're a new parent, it'll sound like, everything everybody else has said. And there's a reason all the other dads say it, and it's because it's bang on. You'll miss the moments, and you'll won't think that a moment is so special afterwards. You won't think the moment is special in the moment. But afterwards, you'll realize how cool of a moment it was with your child or whatever. So yeah, that's the gist of that, I guess. I guess this went a lot longer than I thought it was going to. So yeah, just hold on to like those moments and be happy and seek out those special ones. If that makes sense, like go out and seek that like true special moment. Like I said, pulling that car with my son was a super special moment. And I'm sure that that moment will live with him for a long time. So, yeah, there's a song that says, you die twice, once when they bury you and once when somebody says your name for the last time or mentions you for the last time. And I really believe that. So it's nice to know that there will be a story about me and my son for a long time. Like, he'll pass that on to his kids. And then say that card goes down to his son. And he can be like, he may not appreciate it as much, but he'll know how much it meant to his dad. And then he can pass it on to his son. Hopefully. Right? Like, that'd be a cool thing. And yeah. Anyways, before I get too sappy about this, we're going to move on. We're at that point where we're calling in the dad joke of the day. And today's dad joke is two pickles fell out of a jar onto the floor. What did one say to the other? Deal with it. Get it? Deal with it. So yeah, anyways, we're going to move on to the beer review. And gigantic thank you. So this beer is sent to me by Vancouver Island Brewing. It's their Broken Island Hazy IPA. I was super happy. Like, I reached out to them, said that I really wanted to review their beer. Yeah, I reached out to them, and I got a hold of Jeff Wright. And Jeff is the senior marketing manager. And I also got a hold of Kelsey Spanner, I believe. And Kelsey is... Oh, he's a taproom manager. Sorry. They are amazing to deal with. They told me, hey, we're going to send you a free beer. And I was super excited. He sent me a gift card for the free beer. I ordered it. I realized that they're shipping. I paid the shipping, not a problem. I was super excited. They were just nice enough to send me the beer for free. Kelsey sent me another message back. He's like, hey, I just realized that you paid for the shipping. He's like, don't worry about it. It's free of charge. We wanted to make sure that you got it for free. And don't worry about it. And that speaks volumes. Great companies are hard to come by, I think. I just really wanted to... say a gigantic shout out to Kelsey and Jeff and everybody at Vancouver Island Brewing. Like, I got a few stickers in the box with it. I'm super, yeah. I can't say like anything more than they are amazing people. As for their beer, hey, let's start with a look at the can. It's their, like I said, it's their Broken Island Hazy IPA. And it's got a really nice picture of, like, the orcas, which I believe is, well, it is. It must be part of their branding. It's a baby orca and, or orca, killer whale, whatever you want to call it. But yeah, it's just cruising through. There's a nice lighthouse. It's got a really, like, soft vibes to it. Yeah, I think it's really nice. They're based out of Victoria. Beautiful town or city. If you ever get a chance, go there. It's amazing. I was fortunate enough to spend Canada Day there once. It It's so beautiful. So on the can it says, the hazy IPA is anything but expected. Like the chain of islands that inspired it, there's something new to be discovered around every corner. Bold citrus aromas and flavors leading to a lingering, juicy finish. And so last night, when I received the beer, I put some down. I cracked a couple. And one thing I've like started to notice while doing this podcast is there is a different taste when you drink out of a can and when you drink out of a glass. And it's me learning. And I've been told that by a few people, like, come on, don't be stupid. Like, that should be something you should know. Well, guys, I'm just learning. I'm enjoying this. So I had no idea. Looked into it. Hey, drinking out of a glass is a lot better. But if you drink out of a glass, if I pour that glass first, you don't get the nice cracking sound. You don't get that. So I'm drinking out of the can today. I was drinking out of the glass last night. So I can give you like a little bit of a comparison. So here we go. Here's a crack. It smells so nice. It smells very like grapefruit. I really like the smell of it. That's one thing I noticed like straight out of the can yesterday is a very nice grapefruity aroma, citrusy, whatever you want to call it. Here goes my first drink. So, right off the hop, nice flavor. They're very right on the juicy finish. I'm a big fan of grapefruit. I'm not sure if grapefruit's even in this. It could be. Barley, yeast, oats, hops, yeast. I'm not sure. It tastes grapefruity to me. And I, like I said, I'm a huge fan of grapefruit. I'm not a fan of IPAs. It's hard to say. Maybe it's just in a can. I'm not a fan of it. Like, I just need to be smarter. It's also a strong beer. It's 6%. But like, this is really nice for an IPA. As I'm growing with the show, I'm learning more about it and like what to kind of expect from an IPA. And this one hits all the notes. Like it's really nice. Like my wife does not like IPA. And there are certain IPAs that are too strong for me, and that I just can't do it. One of our previous beers, one of the previous people that had sent us beers, which is Nine Locks, great people, say it again, they have one called The IPA, and it was too much for me. It wasn't that smooth finish that most of theirs have. It was not as well received, I could say. Vancouver Island Brewing, it's got like a nice like aroma, it's got a nice flavor. It doesn't have that lingering aftertaste, which that was the problem with the other one. I'm going to take another drink. As far as smoothness goes with it, very smooth, like very like palatable. You could drink a few of these. Yeah, like I could totally just like sit and chill and drink four or five of these. Like they're very nice. Downability, which, you know, okay, so I'm going to say that I'm going to give these guys a shout out just because I am kind of copying them. I got to remember what their names are. Just
Oh, okay. So they're called the Beer Me guys. My cousin told me about them. Nick, who was in the previous episode. Pardon me. They have like a rating, right? So it's like artwork, taste, smoothness, chuggability, I think is one of them. Yeah, I thought it was pretty neat. But I thought it, I was like, maybe I should start like taking my beers this way. And like it's very true, like all of the stuff. Like it's, yeah. But yeah, as far as like drinkability, like everything, I would give this out of 10 a solid 8. Solid. The artwork is quite nice. I do like their artwork on their can. It's simplistic. It's Vancouver Island. Like it's so nice. The orcas / killer whales, whatever you want to call them. I think they're beautiful. They're one of my favorite animals. It's got that nice, like I said, grapefruit flavor that I really like. Yeah. Solid 8. I can't say enough good things about the company themselves. I can't wait to try more. They have like a great selection of beer, which I'm finding with a lot of these beers that I am getting, is they have like really good selections for whatever you want to try. I specifically asked Vancouver Island Brewing what their most popular beer was, because that's what I want to try. I want to try what's popular, and then I want to try. I've also went out and I bought more. I got 9 different beer to try. So we're gonna push through this, guys. Like I'm really enjoying the learning curve, everything about it. Yeah, Broken Island, blah, blah, blah. Broken Island Hazy IPA by Vancouver Island Brewing Company. 8 out of 10, man. You guys make great beer, really nice. I can't wait to try more. And thank you for giving me the opportunity to review your beer. And for everybody listening, stay beerable.